This is Adam, one of the wizards responsible, and we'll just go around and introduce ourselves.
Diamond Drew, how's it going?
I'm Cataphract Maxfield, layman of the Costello household.
Yeah, and this is Let's Just Be Wizards, and I don't know, we haven't done this in a while. We thought it'd be fun to get back. Here, let's all pretend we were just laughing and having a good conversation. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Let's Just See Wizards. Okay, come on.
This was a good time. No, that was those were some good times, guys. I mean, if it's just really cool to be back. Because as you know, we haven't actually seen each other or spoken at all since the last episode.
When was the last episode?
Weren't we looking at the notes? It was November 10th, I think.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Almost one whole year.
Over a whole year ago. And we have not seen demon or spoken to each other since.
Whole shrunken demon.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I just thought it'd be cool to get back together again, you know? I mean, I know things ended on a weird note.
Yeah.
The thing is, we had a major financier for the show before, and something happened, and we just lost that financier.
Well, let's say his account in the Cayman Island. Anyway, so just some banking issues with him.
Yeah.
Not that he's still not extremely wealthy, just that he doesn't have access to Cyprus,
you know, he's fine.
I didn't want to say this on the show, really, but I mean, might as well, since we haven't talked since last time, but he committed suicide.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's dead.
The guy that, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Well, the company, Epstein Financial, that was helping basically bankroll the show when we started.
Oh, wow.
That guy. He was like Marine, wasn't
he? Wow,
I
didn't know anything about that, man.
Did we have a fan who was in the force? We need to hear from you guys. It's like, we need to think how...
You want our military to fund this podcast again?
I don't know, man. Like, you would have cool shit to review, maybe.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, after our Michael Aquino, that was the last episode we did, was Michael Aquino, who was the military Temple of Set bro.
Yeah.
Tying things in together. So it's like we never left. I don't know. I just thought it'd be fun to record this since, you know, obviously that happened. The show had to get cut.
You had the week off also.
Had the week off, so that always, you know, is needs stuff to do.
That makes it a nice round off.
I'm also building an instrument and...
What's your instrument?
It's going to be called the Moon Harp. It's like a tambura, the drone instrument behind an Indian music ensemble. But it's going to be 11 strings and tuned chromatically.
Fascinating.
So look out for that in the near future.
Does anyone know how to play this instrument?
Only I will, since I've invented it.
You'll be the first. So will you be able to teach the master class on that?
Exactly.
Your next podcast.
Can you teach me how to make one?
Didn't you have a podcast you wanted to announce? The Moonheart Master Class.
Yeah, Moonheart Master Class.
$79.99 an episode.
Yeah, there is a paywall, but that's only because otherwise PayPal would kick us off. You know, all these other companies want to censor us.
We're not trying, you know, we want to go direct to the listener, direct to the audience.
And, yeah.
I don't want
Jeff Bezos determining what I talk about with my moon harp.
What kind of moon harp episodes you're going
to
produce?
You want, like, in order to get those holes just dried, you want a laser-guided drill.
Yeah, you need all the
determined angle and all that.
Yeah, these days.
Depth.
No, what you need is a laser focused master of the instrument to guide the audience through understanding what this instrument is all about, and really only you can offer that since you created it.
Well, anyways, guys, look out for that. And also I wanted to say one of the big things about this show that, and if you're listening for the first time, this episode isn't going to be much new stuff. It's going to be us kind of talking about the past. But I wanted to start out with some reviews that we got for the show that we never got to read off or anything. And this is the kind of stuff, that really kept the podcast going.
You know what's funny that before you read even one off, I want to just kind of we had such a different approach to this because I never went seeking any audience response.
Bad's not really
bad, good, whatever. I never went out looking for it. Whenever I heard about audience response, it was from you.
Yeah.
And for me, it was more I don't know. That's not the point of doing a podcast to me almost. There's a zillion podcasts and the market's so niche. Of course it's bad. It's a podcast, but I'd like to hear some actual reviews. I can't imagine they had, are there any of them good?
Oh, you're curious.
I am.
Well, I'm a purely ego-driven animal.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
And my, you're right. Internal efforts versus external, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I want to just read some reviews here that I never told you guys. This is one from a year ago. It's from Taco B. This podcast is not good. Oh, wait a second. Don't support this alt-right chaos magic wannabe podcast. Give your precious finite time to some real black magic or brujera podcasts instead. There are plenty. Thank you, Taco B. That was about a year
ago. That's like way too.
No, that
long.
I mean, I think alt-right that you know
garbage.
What you know what I was
before
always,
there was alt right.
Crazy? When you didn't know how to call, there was this point around a year ago where a standard criticism of something that was edgy or maybe not taking liberal values entirely seriously, the standard insult you hurl at that person is call them alt right. And there were times where I'd leave episodes and be like, well, at least our criticism will only be that we're alt right and we were just fucking around when we made ourselves sound that way. Mm-hmm. So that actually worked on this person is
what am I the
Taco? I'm not all yeah. I'm not all right. What are you basing?
Am I
that
the case?
On?
Am
yeah.
I is that am I based?
Yeah, no. I think if you listen to the episodes, it's not like. Well, I don't think you'd get much conservative.
Don't call me
support.
Based.
Yeah,
I
don't
want
see
people to try and do better than me. So
well, and I don't see a lot of actual hardcore conservative people listening to this show and going, "Oh, those guys are on point."
Yeah, no, we're not really sticks, hex, and hammer level.
No, I right, yeah, Hexen, Hexen. This one's out.
Is he alt right?
Yeah, like. So that's
he's kind of
he's
mystical
or
like, cult, but he's also loved.
It's kind of like its own little yokel local loaf.
Well,
and
that's the thing.
Know.
Like I would say,
one for every burg. And
I think this is the first time on the show that we acknowledged Hexen existing.
Yeah,
yeah.
I like
which
that guy.
Hexen Hammer.
Okay,
just
right.
So everyone's clear.
So
listening,
just so everyone's listening,
because I hate that when
there's
podcasts
this guy,
we don't know who they're talking about.
There's this guy we completely ripped off everything we were doing, the attitude of it,
really?
the subject matter.
But this does sound badass.
Whatever. Yeah. There's this awesome dude who we basically copied his whole deal to make this podcast.
He gets lost and cries
in other
countries.
Yeah, he's.
Sorry, I don't know why. I don't need to throw any shots out at this guy.
Right. I'm you never cried when you were in Myanmar. Give me a fucking break. Yeah.
I'm trying to remember.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh, no.
Did you hear fighter jets on practice runs or something?
It was no, dude. It was Myanmar, not local hero.
Okay. Anyway, shout out to Styx. Hope you listen. You enjoy the show, Styx. this other one we got is a year ago from DJ Silky. It says, "This group of wizards and their witch compatriot have a great rapport. They argue, curse, and make fun of each other amongst conversation topics as broad as sex magic with strippers, feminism, drug use, summoning demons, various odd Sacramento references, furries, fairies, and fun music,
so
movie and video game references. It reminds me of working in a college radio, as it's a bit unscripted, a bit unpredictable, but definitely magical."
This is the best. That's the best description of this show I've ever heard in my life.
See?
Well, I'm glad someone enjoyed it, but that's exactly what we did.
Yeah.
Like, accurate description, at least. I'm glad they enjoyed it.
I'd say, yeah, if you describe it the best possible way.
If you want to focus on
like
all the best
throw,
qualities of our show, there were some fucking gems in there with the Courtney episodes.
Yeah, that Coco.
There really were.
Excuse me.
Yeah. There were. No, I want to get into that, too,
can
a little
later. Can
you
bleep that in post?
It doesn't matter. Okay. I didn't say the last name. So this next one is from Chris Clark, who I believe was a Patreon when we were doing that. By the way, don't sign up for the Patreon. I tried to get it shut down and everything.
Don't.
And I could refund you if you've ever.
I don't know if someone's saying they're us and trying to, take that. But
some people, everyone did get their Patreon rewards, that did sign up for it, I will say. Yes, they did. I sent out magical charms and items to people, but no more. Don't expect that anymore. This show is done. But here's another review from Chris Clark. It's called Very Interesting Week to Week. I don't think that this is a bad podcast. I think anyone complaining very likely gave up listening due to the uneven sound quality and the host continually talking over one another. Never happens. These issues are getting better, Speaking Stone. And while some of the hosts have override distortion and some are barely audible, these two are becoming less of an issue and overall volume is becoming more cohesive. Use compression to the listener.
No.
These guys are doing the work. It's very useful to listen to the host's experience.
You had me until compression.
Wait. Here's the honey. These guys are doing the work. It's very useful to listen to the host's experience before deep diving into a subject yourself. Highly recommended! !!
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's a fair assessment.
And here's the thing. Dude was way less critical of the audio quality than I was.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the one who tried to mix the audio quality. And the early episodes, when we were just using this mixer here, it's direct into the laptop.
Yeah.
That never worked because one of the channels has no, and this is actually a very technical answer to this guy's question or what this guy's comment is.
No left or right, it's just a uni.
No. Here's the deal. This mixer here, which will act as an audio interface if you plug a USB into it and send the bus to the USB, it only has a preamp on the first two inputs. The third mic never had any amplification whatsoever. It was working completely passively. Now, there was a point about halfway through where we upgraded everything and started using an audio interface, which... James May, everyone.
What?
Yeah.
What? Oh, hey.
Hello.
So, yeah, those are the reviews. Let's see.
Now, see, here's the kind of thing that would happen. Now, if during the show I noticed a light blinking or started playing with any of the knobs or anything, my producer, showrunner, and co-host, Adam, would glare at me and sometimes even make comments like, "Can you pay attention to the show right now and not fuck with all that stuff?
Quit fucking with the audio."
If you really want to like that. And so here's the thing, even later on when I had the means to tweak things and get it to sound good as we went, I knew that my producer was a set it and forget it kind of guy.
Mm.
And I had to dial in my levels early on, and if there were any issues, we just roll with it, because it was just gonna derail the show if I started fucking with it while we were going.
Yeah.
He does not appreciate a combo operation, but, you know, engineer's work is never done.
Well, I don't hear any sound effect drops coming out of you.
I don't have any. Okay, all right, thank you.
Maybe there will be a studio age, you know, where we get, like, an actual studio and, like, make one.
I think that's
modular,
right around the corner.
Yeah, I don't
suit different purposes. Or,
well, I don't see anything that's stopping us.
All right, so I thought for this episode it'd be fun for each of us to do, like, what our favorite and least favorite episode of the show is. And that's going to help people listening, you know, out there to see, like, oh, okay, I can start with this one, or which show did so-and-so hate.
Mauricio or McNamara?
Well, I can think of a few instances off the top of my head, unless Max wants to go, but...
Please go first.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Well, favorite episode, I would have to say, like, as far as our actual, like, deep diving in and getting homework, as you called it.
Yeah.
My favorite episode had to be the, and this was a later one, had to be the Blood Magic episode. That was one of the upstairs room episodes.
I had my old apartment.
And I'd say that one was my favorite, not necessarily because of the pod itself, but because of how effective the magic ritual went for me. Mm. Because my objective as far as casting that spell was concerned.
And what was the spell again?
I did a blood magic ritual and, like, cut, like, drew blood from, like, under, and you guys were like, that's the most goth thing ever.
From under your eye?
From under my eye. And,
oh, yeah.
And, like, did the whole thing with the candle and,
I think I did mine on, like, index cards, you know, like painting something, and then I meditated, and then at the end of it I burned them.
Yeah.
That's cool. So that's pretty badass too, really.
Yeah.
But why I like that one, because, like, the, you know, and this wasn't the next day, you know, when I was like, what do I want to cast a spell for? I need a car. The next day I was there picking up my free car.
Yeah.
The car your brother gave me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, that was one of those things where that event lined up exactly with the thing that happened, and there was no sign of a car in my future till you was like, well, I kind of just need to get it out of here.
And I think
I'm like, are you telling me to take it? Because free, I can't turn that down.
I'm working on a couple of scientific, like, sci-fi-ish short stories.
Crazy intense sci-fi stories.
Nice. Yeah.
That's awesome. And then episode as far as pod was concerned. Okay, the one I had the most fun doing was the Jack Parsons episode, because it was, and this isn't a dig on you, Max. I don't want you to think it is.
Mm-hmm.
It
was speak
no,
as
and this
normal.
Isn't a dig
I'm not
on you.
Have
no, no, no,
a,
I'm not. I'm not.
Not
no,
about
I'm not
ready
trying
to have
to,
a problem about anything right now.
Yeah,
it's
obviously
my
not. Obviously not. A happy birthday,
calm.
Max.
Guys,
by the way,
it's my birthday. So.
Hey everyone, it's Max's birthday.
Happy birthday.
You better get me the
I was going to reveal that at the
birthday.
End.
I feel almost middle age. I feel almost
so,
middle age.
The big 2-4.
I guess the episode I remember having the most fun with was the Jack Parsons episode.
Yeah.
When it was, because it was just you and me, like, in my room getting high and hanging out, and it felt more like we were just sitting there talking on the phone than it did we were recording a podcast. So I just felt very relaxed, and even I don't know if even that comes across as a particularly good or coherent episode.
I think it's a good one.
It was a lot of fun to make that one. I had a great time with it.
I am trying to remember one, though, where we did take some kind of drug, right? Or some kind of
potions?
Concoction or something. What was it? Did that ever happen?
We talked about it because we were going to have a shamanism episode.
Yeah.
Where we'd do mushrooms or something like that.
You gotta be like One Punch Man and do 100 push-ups.
Do 100 mushrooms.
Do 100 mushrooms and take 100 bong rips.
I'm gonna make dinner later though. But I have mushrooms.
Take 100 One Punch Man, but he does drugs.
Yeah,
he's on drugs. I started.
I'll tell you
every
what
day.
I did.
I started.
That's a good show.
I liked it.
All drug man.
Yeah, so that was your favorite, the Parsons Saitama. One. Those were my favorite to make, was the ones that were scripted about history, that took a lot less like actual work. And it took work, but I had a lot more to say. I think it wasn't as BS-y. I liked having the facts to go back to.
Oh, it was, and I think that the Parsons episode, like, I got to get out of my box. Like, I didn't have to do, like, we didn't do the news. We didn't just follow the strict show format. We just kind of made it a special one topic episode and got straight into it from the beginning. And didn't, like, it didn't have a lot of padding. I feel like as silly as with the doing the voices and stuff, like as silly as it got at some points, it was, like it was a pretty
focused,
fun one topic episode. Yeah. And I know I said earlier, like, well, there was a lot of gold with the Coco episodes. Particularly like the
who?
The earlier ones.
Coco, our female co-host.
Yeah.
Former co-host.
I remember now.
Well, now we're all former co-hosts.
So yeah. The ones that stood out is just like, I don't know, that we were...
she seemed all right and into magic, and so,
Well, really I like the ones we did at her place. Like, mm-hmm. I thought, like, she definitely was kind of, I don't know how else to put this, but definitely steering the ship psychically
mm-hmm.
once we were in her space.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, a really skilled wizard or witch or whatever, what have you, like, I think someone who really takes the craft of it, you know, the craftsmanship of it seriously, like...
They put salt in all the corners.
Well, I mean, she, whatever, we don't know the exact ways and means of how she operated at the end of the day, but, like, definitely legit, definitely the real deal, definitely brought her, And then I remember when, after you got back from Myanmar, and when we were still recording with her, the one episode with Coco that stands out for me the most is the one that we did when we weren't at her place, but she was still on the show, and we recorded in my room.
Uh-huh.
And me and her got in like a fucking, like, we were like, there was like heat in this episode. I don't even exactly remember what the topic was, but I was feeling evil and demonic and like just channeling all these like really, I don't even strictly remember what happened, but like I felt
do you remember
like
what the topic was for that one?
I don't. It was like, I think it was the, it might have been one of the,
probably the last one we did.
Might
with
have been
her.
The last one we did.
I was
with her.
Probably a block ahead, like yelling at a car. Or something.
Sounds like
maybe it was the Lesser Bannister or the Beginner's Guide to Magic. The last episode.
I think it was
in that series. Lost her halfway through. I forget.
Because the Lesser Banishing Ritual was like, that was a really freaking cool episode. It felt like it was a callback to this sort of, The Ouija board, back to the first episode where we did the thing on the show.
Yeah.
And for some reason, we excuse me, we sort of fell away from doing that, and it was such a cool thing that worked.
I have no recollection of what I did or said. I just remember some of the, like, the headers, you know, like there was the...
Well, Max, people who generally people who aren't bullshitting the whole time
don't
have any trouble keeping track of what they said.
Yeah, uh-oh. You're probably right.
Yeah, I know I'm right.
Jeez.
Well, I felt like I got some magic. I feel like I leveled up a tiny bit. I mean, not all the way.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you had anything to talk about on the podcast that you weren't just completely shooting from the hip. Yes, but I'm saying it was all made up in the moment. He never did any of the homework.
No, I doubt that's true.
I did a lot of the homework. Come on.
He brought in the examples.
I did see his wand. That's true. I'm being hard on Max right now.
A little hard on Max.
A little.
On my fucking birthday, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what's up.
Happy birthday, Max.
Happy birthday to you, too, Adam.
I appreciate your
birthday's coming up.
My birthday will be soon.
The 29th?
A man only turns 29
How
once
could
in
you
his,
forget my birthday?
A man
birthday?
Only turns 29 once
I'm
in
just
his
kidding.
Life.
I forget obviously. Everyone's birthdays. Mm. Yeah. Oh.
You only turn 29
once.
34. Something about repeating.
Max.
Sequential number birthdays.
Max, you're
like
29. You're 29.
12.
You're turning 29.
You're 29, and you had to repeat the third grade.
Okay. I forgot half the math I ever knew.
What was your least favorite episode to do, or just, however you want to interpret that?
The sex magic one, because I'm Max, and I'm a bullshitter.
And you lied the whole time, and then... And yeah, but we cleared that. I've already called you out on that in another episode.
I'm a fucking monster. I don't think. I think
your dick is a goblin. It's fine, Max.
Wow.
It's one of the
So that was your least favorite, the sex magic one.
Max's said his least favorite.
Oh, okay.
What was
your least favorite? We'll come to you because I'm just going through yours right now.
Oh, okay.
My least favorite one. There was that one, I think it was like the Guardian Angels one or something.
Yeah, Angels.
Yeah.
Angel Magic. I think
that episode, like, I thought it was a good episode. It was the one that, like, I don't think it was bad pod, but it's the one I felt the worst after doing. And there was a couple episodes where, I don't know, I just kind of was, and I'm trying to, and they were all during the Coco period where I was just like more stressed out and focused on like packing up and going over there and being like, oh, now I have to go into this witch's lair and make sure that she doesn't, cast any spells on me while I'm doing a podcast, and then allegedly, like, if should I try to do anything, then it's going to be a fucking nightmare for me. And if I were to, and then like, if I should even suggest that she might do something like that, then I'm definitely going to get fucking spit roasted today. So, I don't know. A lot of not, and this thing, like,
it's not the
weirdly,
most interesting
weirdly
topic,
enough,
I guess,
weirdly
anyways.
Enough, like, speaking of Coco being just like a weird, just like, wow, witch, you pop up places, was like parked right behind me at Radwood.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, dude. Out of sheer coincidence.
Crazy.
Yeah. Like, they were parked right behind me at Radwood.
Whoa.
Which I was just like, oh, look who it is. Last person I hope to see. And they were like, yeah, I hope that there's not any going to be any. And I just was like, not at all. And just walked away. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What a coincidence.
Well, and you know what? I was like, okay, there's two ways to do car shows.
Mm-hmm.
One, you do lawn chairs. And the other way, you don't do lawn chairs. Now, I have a van. So I might be biased on being adamantly anti no lawn chair, but I do not see the point of going to an event with lots of interesting stuff and lots of interesting people and sitting down next to your car the whole entire time.
You want people to steal it.
I leave my hood up. I leave all my doors open. I had a pile of Dockies in the back. I walked away from it. And then my sister would be hanging out, or Claire would be hanging out. We didn't necessarily always... Someone was there. I wasn't always there. They would be like, people want to ask you questions about your car. I'm like, I'm just not one of those.
Well,
car
you
want to
ask other people about
I
want to
go ask sister, them about. Yeah, yeah, I want to go ask them about.
I need to go to a Radwood. It seems.
Yeah, you just couldn't get the day off. My sister went.
I could.
Yeah, my sister went with your ticket. Remember, you bought a ticket, Max,
yeah,
and then didn't go because you couldn't get work off. So,
womp.
Yeah, that was whatever. But yeah, ran into freaking Coco at Radwood.
Crazy.
Which, I mean, but hold on, NorCal hipster, 80s car show. Well, that
yeah,
seems
no, it's,
like
it's the, in a bo- it's in a sphere.
It seems like somewhere where it wouldn't
circle.
Be it wouldn't be completely unlikely to see her there. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, Max, what was your favorite episode?
Oh, my favorite episode? Let's see. I liked the one I really liked was I think. Well, it's almost a split between the first one where we did the Ouija board, like a squeegee. Ouija like a squeegee.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
That's
sounds
a good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
still funny.
Ouija like a squeegee.
That well,
water,
man, Max,
water.
That to this day, like that is still, and I don't
the catchphrase
know. Well, yeah, that's been your catchphrase for years now. I just that'll always be one of the most memorable nights of us just like I always forget that was a podcast we recorded because I always just think of it as the night we did the Ouija board.
Remember it was like a game night
yeah,
at a,
no,
at
it
a
felt
friend's
like,
house.
It felt like
know?
We were just doing a game night or something like that. Like
just kind of being young and innocent and unsure again. Yeah.
Well,
young 30-year-olds.
Yeah, young 30-year-olds. I mean, we were in a clearly did you pick the spookiest room at the church for
yes.
that okay we were and this is the thing this show has had so many studio changes
right, yeah.
throughout its
it
history
has.
we have recorded this show in what like six places
yeah
kind
of like my living situation
yeah almost
actually yeah it was
and
directly
then,
correlated
and
to
then
that.
And then even times where we were in the same general place, we wouldn't
but
always
us,
be in the same room.
But us
right,
three
right.
and never met, you know. And
well,
never
I don't.
Met.
We weren't. We had already, like, Adam and I. You know, the whole thing with the band had happened like a few months before this show even started. So. Like,
you know
he
better,
definitely wasn't in the picture for Adam and I at the time. I don't know what your deal is with that dude. I never really associated with you two being, like, actual friends outside of proximity to being Adam and my friend. Like, I'm not
that guy's friend.
Right, I didn't ever see
he's
you guys.
He's a guy you'll
as,
hear about in
yeah.
the early shows, and then you'll stop hearing about after, I think, the... At least the fifth.
Yeah,
one.
we gave him a rest because he was pretty. Torn.
Well, I just not someone I need to.
Yeah, who cares?
Put too much energy into.
Yeah, not someone I need to put too much energy into, and yeah, I wasn't.
But there was this Matt thing, and that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh well. This is the borderline personality
you know what,
show.
You know what? I'm even fine with like. Talking about this now because we didn't really acknowledge it too much at the time.
Okay, you
like,
want to go into
yeah,
this?
No, why not? Like he was like taking jabs at the show on his own social media.
Yeah, okay. So when we first
yeah,
yeah started
when
the
we
show,
first started the show, he just
he
like
this guy that used to be in
fire.
Our band. I'm giving people the background.
Yeah,
guy that we were in a friends with for a long time,
very long time,
bandmates with, and was just a fucking pain in the ass at all turns. And we finally just decided to cut our losses, not do music with this guy, associate with him. And he spent a good, I'd say like 2 years, you know, finding anything we posted anywhere, whether it was music or podcasts, anything that we had done, and would just like leave, you know, nasty comments and downvotes and
mass downvoting,
a bunch of different accounts.
At least I'm my own, you know, kind of weird guy. I'm not like a Nuevo Mateo, you know.
Oh, I know. You can get ruthless.
Oh, no, you're, no, Max, and, you know, you're terrible in completely different ways.
I'm good. I'm glad.
No, Max, it's fine. Yeah, like, I would not compare the things that make you guys, that makes both of you guys terrible. Like, Max, keep in mind, you're my bro, and, you know, but no, you're terrible for completely different reasons than Max.
Good.
Anyways, so we, yeah, but we haven't heard from him lately, so I hope it stays that way.
Yeah,
it's
I hope
nice.
This didn't just open a Pandora's box mentioning it. But yeah, early on in the show, and he did like a parody of our theme song.
Oh, that was great. That was really, he sent us, we should have played it on the show, actually, now I think about it.
And, well, you know what I found the most amusing about that was like, one of the lines he put in the
obvious Rat Fink.
One of the lines he put in his parody of theme song
opening.
Of our fantastic opening theme song was our social lives are tragic, which I don't, you know, I don't like.
Did he
to,
rhyme
yeah,
it with magic?
Yeah, he did, but I find that funny when it's someone who is sitting there alone making fun of people who are all still hanging out,
yeah, who have
and
a
making
life
things together
way.
And are still maintaining presence and like he, like
oh,
Matt
I'm
saying,
a
llama well,
on a mountain, but I have microscopic
well,
you know, lenses
well,
in
no,
my
just,
eyes,
just
so
to,
I can see what you're doing and talk about it while
Max,
I'm not there.
Up.
You know,
no. Like what that. Max was doing was projecting his social situation being on the rocks. And anyone who knows me knows that, like, between my real life friends and my friends on the internet, I have so many friends. Like, I do not have a tragic social life. Yeah. I have a very active and engaging social life with, like, actual cool people. So to lob that as a criticism at any one of us was, I just think, like, no, that's you. You're describing. Maybe you should do a podcast.
Yeah.
If he had gone the extra mile and like you know tried to do each of our voices and like actually made a short episode, like that would have been like.
So I mean, moral of the story is: if you want to get your friends back, harass them as much as possible, and just terrorize.
Yeah,
them.
Yeah, if you wanna make sure that people are gonna. Like you
accept
forever.
You
yeah, like you forever. And yeah, not avoid you at all costs. and not actually avoid talking about you at most costs, but because I think it was actually kind of like that was super annoying at the beginning of the show, like and he knew it was, so it wasn't worth acknowledging that like yeah, you're doing this to be an annoying cunt.
Who's that?
And
who's doing that?
Matt.
We're talking about the early episode.
Yeah, we're talking about
same
the other,
thing.
Yeah,
we were
Matt, we're talking
about.
We're still on the same topic.
He was trying to shoot us down.
So because no, he wasn't. He was just trying to be an annoying cunt, and it was working. He was doing that, and it was annoying us. But that's not a hand I would have tipped at the time.
Has a flea ever annoyed a lion?
Because I have social skills and I don't just fucking drop my spaghetti every chance I get like he had a tendency to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm fine with saying the things I think are shitty about that guy. I fucking hate him.
Yeah. Well, and that's the Matt saga.
Yeah.
Like, the show has come to a it came to a close. Max, what was your least favorite episode?
Besides the aforementioned one, I would say,
was the Sex Magic one your least favorite episode?
Yeah, it was one of my least
really?
Favorite. Yeah.
Why?
Because I truly didn't do the homework.
Oh.
Well, was it not just not doing the homework?
You don't
or
have
just,
to have a partner to do Sex
that
Magic.
That one's a little bit of a heavier brick.
Well, I think that you had baggage attached to that topic that you weren't, that you were not ready to face, and you just felt undue pressure from your co-host to come up with something. So, you know, why not a fantastical story?
I think what I did was I jerked off in like a really messed up way in like a closet shrine.
See, I wish you had just told us that at the time.
Waving like a, you know, Japanese fan, and, you know.
Yeah, Max, that's what we all really did.
Max,
you know?
I don't know why you didn't just say that at the time. I feel like that wouldn't be your least favorite episode anymore, and... You know, we would have had
so
Max
much better when I squat.
That's what
I learned from that.
All right. Max gets better orgasms when he's doing a heels to the ground squat.
Okay.
Good
like
to
sumo,
know, Max.
Like sumo.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I don't want to think
about
it.
That's what it's similar to, yeah.
Just Max jerking his two-seater sports stick, squatting down, fanning himself.
Wow.
It's so damn hot in here. yes. Bring me the power. Max, dude. Well, so given the actual ritual that you participated in,
it paid off.
In,
I think
did it work?
I think it did. Yeah.
Good.
Like, so it did.
What were you so? You didn't need to put on a show, man. We're trying to just be wizards.
I'm not a show horse. I'm like a secret horse.
Yeah, he's a secret horse.
Are you ready to apologize to the audience?
The secret horse.
I think him coming clean and saying what he actually saying the embarrassing weird thing he actually did is. Like how much more? How much more?
Of course.
What is he doesn't
already.
Owe them an apology.
Well, that's why I'm offering him the chance to deny an apology.
Yeah.
Everybody needs that.
Max,
has the right to deny apologizing for something.
Are
you
audience?
Going to apologize, Max?
No.
Wow. Yeah.
Not to ours.
Yeah, don't
this
you
is the
dare
kind
apologize.
Of guy.
This is turning into Mystery Science now. We're forgetting the audience. I think he had a few too many spliffs backstage.
No, do not apologize to our audience. Do you realize who these people are?
They are out for my organs. They want to sell them to space Tibetans. Do they have those? I think so. So just like space everything in space.
Okay, was that from a Rick and Morty you saw the other day, Max?
No, I was watching a lot of Space Dandy.
Okay, all right, that's another one. All right, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. Right, well, my favorite episode was the Lesser Banishing Ritual of the Pentagram episode, part one. That was, it was part three.
That was my favorite one of that series.
Yeah. Go ahead.
That was our densest thing we did. It took forever to do that. I felt sort of lost through it. But then when we started actually doing the Lesser Vanishing Ritual of the Pentagram, man, that was some fucking... That shit works. That's for real, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I found just through... In closing, though, like my favorite, my most favorite, my least favorite. Well, you know what? Throughout the whole thing, I feel like I got more in touch with like what kind of, you know, powers I might have. And I'm not good at following directions. So if it's that kind of spell, it's not may have been not necessarily ruling out prepared ingredient spells. I mean, some of that, like the runes are not just about spells or you know, telling fortunes.
Well, the runes are racist now.
They're a guide to life as well. Ah. Like, this one is in charge of this, you know, type of mountain flower, this type, you know.
Truly.
Yeah, that's like a compendium. You can't like.
What was it about the episode that you were like? Because I know you got in deep on that one. Like,
yeah,
you had more pages of notes for those episodes than like the rest of the show combined, pretty much.
Yeah, those were like I think like 5 pages of notes or something. And I also, you know, because we actually did the thing. I read out the instructions so people listening to the podcast at home can do this.
You could have led everyone at the lodge with that, dude.
Yeah.
You could have gone down there and been like, I would like to volunteer to do the Lesser Vanishing ritual tonight.
Well, I did. Yeah, I've been back to the lodge for Gnostic Mass and done the
You make, so you like, get like some little oak chips, you know, them. And use your own blood in them. And like,
Max,
you can
do whoa, Max, anyway, let's not get too much into the lodge or anything that doesn't happen there because...
Yeah,
that's a separate community to our. I mean, I would encourage any of our listeners to find their local precinct, but
find a magic community. Yeah, that speaks like to you. There's usually one.
Maybe
somewhere.
For like a self casting, you know, thing like your own blood. I didn't mean like anyone else.
Oh yeah, no, that worked great
I'm not saying I'm China, guys. I'm not after your blood, so please don't come after mine.
Now, Max, in that episode, you did talk about something interesting. You said that you saved your dad from nearly drowning in a pond.
That really happened. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. And then, let's see, Drew said this is invented before. Oh yeah. You also said in the, that podcast that you were starting your own podcast called Dark Days. And that was something, whatever happened to Dark Days, the podcast, Max?
You know what, actually, you know what's funny for the title? Like I was talking, do you want to coffee?
No, I'm good. Yeah.
I was talking to Max. We were just hanging out in my room and he would start talking and I would just be like, whatever, hit record. And we actually have the first two segments of Dark Days recorded right now.
When was this? We did this recently, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. So there's actually two segments. We need to get like one more to have our first episode complete, and it's going to be edited together with some musical cues and
some
a few pre-recorded comments from Max.
Yeah,
and from you too, man.
I'm not the host. I'm the producer, Max.
You say, we'll give yourself your badge.
No, we just need to get a few more audio segments recorded, right. And the first episode of Dark Days is, and that's actually currently untitled Max Lehman Project. Apparently, in an episode that we recorded of Let's Just Be Wizard, Max already came up with a title for this podcast, which, as far as podcast titles are concerned, it's as good as any I've heard lately.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Well, I mean, of course, you know the counterpunch of it. You know, Dark Days. It's like. I don't like recognize American life sometimes, and so because I'm in California, I just have to you know live with it and be a good boy and like help my mom.
And there is more and guys
and be a stand up you know person.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, and there is all of this and more.
Don't give away too much free content.
Coming to you, the dedicated podcast listener. In Max Lehman's presents Dark Days
with Max Lehman.
Yeah.
Max Lehman presents Dark Days.
Dark Days with Max Lehman.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, we got the title there. That was cool. And then Drew, in that episode, you talked about having
the LGBTW, the Wizard Crew.
Okay, alt-righty. But yeah, Drew, you said you had a vivid dream about the CL1 preamp, you know.
You were
defending this. Do you still like that preamp, the CL1? You still have it?
Yeah, you're using it right now.
Wow.
You're using the CL1, and I'm using the MA1. I'm using like the Chinese knockoff version of it. This one's not broken, so it sounds fine. But a lot of them show up broken. Now I've taken the case apart on both of these, and like the components in this one are laughable compared to the components in the Cloudlifter.
It's got yard hoops on the
ends.
Oh,
exactly.
Too.
No, I'm not like the capacitors. I'm like they made those out of hot glue.
Yeah,
yeah. It's hot glue with plastic on it.
So that was a good one. My least favorite episode was the White Magic episode. Kind of for similar reasons that you hated
That was intense for me when I tried to do the white magic and I saw the insect thing. I closed my eyes and like saw the swarms of insects coming towards me. I'm
trying to remember what I saw during that. I think I
God,
did that,
that was
one.
Hard. And that was one of those things where we had someone definitely I think suggesting topics that would kind of subvert what we had gotten accustomed to doing.
I might have selected that topic.
Yeah. Oh, was it?
Yeah, I know you really hated that topic.
I felt like the world was out to get me bad during that one.
Yeah,
dude.
And I felt that for other reasons. I don't know, like that was just a bad day and there was a lot of mental illness.
That was one of those episodes where I remember just
there were the times I was living.
Yeah, not being in a good mood when I got into either. Like just getting there and just like
I'm in a much better mood.
Kind of just like I don't know, hating it for whatever reason. Yeah.
A lot of hate in my heart some days, or
yeah,
or
and
pain
I,
or...
yeah, I don't know, and I don't know how much of that was just like any one of us projecting on the other, but It was just like. I don't know, a lot of weird negative energy at that point. And not anything to do with, I think, the actual topics we were pursuing, just like where we were at when we were doing it. I don't see how it could have, well, like any endeavor, I don't see how that, or something as delicate as that could have gone well for
something
us at the time.
Yeah. Doing an assignment you regretted, like, oh, shoot, I never should have. Thought I could do this. No.
Oh, that's a good question. One episode you would just ask. We never made it.
Yeah.
Huh.
If there's one that just like the most throwaway thing
the
we
Dancing
ever did.
With Dragons episode.
Oh, no.
That one was
no.
literally just based around a
yes.
shitty thrift store.
Harry
yes.
Potter, dude.
Yes.
You know,
the Harry Potter no. episode.
Yes.
That was funny. We both went to go see Harry Potter and I had a.
It wasn't even Harry Potter. It was
Fantastic.
It was
Beasts.
The stupid beasts and the stupid movie that they make
and
it
the
about.
Way they joke themselves.
It was so like I would have never gone to the movie. I would have never talked about it if we hadn't decided to go to the movie for the sake of recording an episode about like that. That's one of those things where I could erase that whole event from my life, having never happened, and I wouldn't. It was filler content, and as far as the amount of time I put into it personally, like, no, I want that. I could have watched a different movie, dude.
I forget what episode we talked about that in.
It was an early one.
Yeah. Huh. But, yeah, no. Yeah, originally we were more of a Harry Potter, I feel like, inspired podcast.
No, like, and that's the thing. No, like, I...
That
I
was
don't
the joke.
Even
at the
know,
beginning.
That was the joke. Like we were.
Wait a minute. This is real, but they don't say what it is, so you don't really know unless you read the word.
It's very confusing for
wander down an alley and
people
find
of
a
social
portal.
Issue. Yeah.
I don't know.
The weird man, and he gives you a crystal.
Yeah, I didn't find that movie entertaining, and I didn't find us ripping on a movie we were never going to like to be a particularly good podcast.
Well,
what one would you ask? Just erase from existing. We never did the thing. We never.
I mean, yeah, the Dancing with Dragon ones.
Dancing
like I
with
said,
Dragons.
That one,
yeah, that
probably
was
the most BS-y one. It might be funny if I go back to it. But
you know what's funny? I listened to that one. Hmm. And it's not even funny. We're even trying. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I think I would ask actually the what was it? You know, the weird Batman goggles guy with pyramid hat. That,
oh,
that,
really?
That
you did. Didn't like?
Yeah,
because
I think I tried too hard, and it just kind of hit. Kind of.
Are you talking about Aleister Crowley or Michael
Crowley.
Aquino?
Aleister
really?
Crowley. Yeah.
Huh.
I don't think I did like. I overdid it in that.
Oh, okay.
What was our favorite? All right, so what was your favorite spell and what was your favorite history?
Oh. For Max?
Yeah. Both of you guys, whoever.
You mean Mystic World History?
Yeah, whichever one was like. Because we had two distinct things we always did, which was one was we would talk about a guy.
I like ones that talk about there being, like, tunnels and, like, places under the earth, you know, because it's probably the truth.
Hmm.
Did we ever talk about the underworld? Was that ever a
we
topic?
Might have.
We might have gotten into that. We definitely
There's
stray
definitely
out
places
into the weeds
down there,
sometimes.
Call them what you will. I mean, each area geologically has one.
Not the potions
and they're
one
not called
fine.
Deras. They're like, you know, a second Earth almost.
Yeah. That's what they say.
Yeah.
I don't know. What was your favorite spell?
Well, I mean, had to be blood magic because it worked overnight.
Yeah.
And then, I know I already said I really liked the Jack Parsons one, but the Rasputin episode is sticking out in my mind
a
lot
that
now,
one was
too,
because
it was...
Who?
It was weird. We were weirdly on point with it, and yet it sort of had it there.
I got to go back and listen to that one. There was something about that one.
It was fun, and I enjoyed it. It was one of the few topics I got to pick.
Yeah.
And I don't know, just something about, you know, I think Russia was fairly on everyone's mind at that point in the world. So
Russia being and doing
kind
what
of
Russia
whatever
does.
Russia does, yeah.
Well.
Well, what's an episode you wish we could have done but never did?
Probably like necromancy. That was one.
Yeah,
I
think shamanism, animism for me. That seems like the kind of magic that I might know better. Not like full ass spells, but cantrips.
What do you think I'm going to say for that answer?
Hats?
Yes.
Yeah. I was thinking of making this episode about hats.
Wizard, finally doing wizard hats.
But
uh-huh,
I don't think
no,
you're
going to
get that wish.
Wizard hats? Did we make hats?
No.
Did we ever do that?
No. My suggestion since the very first episode, what should we do for another topic? I have been gunning for wizard hats since we started this show, and we have never done it.
Mickey Mouse wizard hat.
Just doesn't seem like a real official wizard.
I don't know
thing.
Why. I don't know why, because all the cool ones had cool hats.
That's true.
And so do
the popes, but you don't see them giving talk lectures on their hats.
I'm sure someone has. I don't know. Like, how do you know?
I don't
know. Who says they don't?
I go more for like a
do you know what?
Tempest
well, hold on.
Circlet.
No,
you
know,
because
Adam, let's actually dig into this topic. Do you know what those are called? The hat, the Pope hat?
No.
It's called a mitre.
Dagon.
So, you know, there's plenty to talk about there.
Dagon.
I guess you proved your point.
I mean, every hat has a name. Every name tells a story. Every story is a hat.
Oh.
There's plenty of magic. There's magic in these hats lie.
There's office in hats
you
as
know,
well.
Even down to the stage wizard
guards,
pulling the rabbit out of the top hat.
Guardsman's
there is
helm.
Mystical significance to the object of the hat itself. I just think it would have been a rich and colorful topic, and we would have gotten to wear fun hats on the episode.
People at home would have really enjoyed the hats.
They would have been able to,
take pictures of ourselves wearing our hats.
It's not like we didn't put pictures of the things
we used
we did
to try.
Before. We tried before, so.
Yeah, some things we kept, some things we shed, but. It was a pretty consistent podcast. When you listen to the first episode, last episode, they all have that, same kind of intro and everything. I don't know. Just the audio quality, you know, as people said, it's a little inconsistent. There were times where it might only come out of one speaker.
There was a point where I had this accident, the interface accidentally set to another setting. Which now see, there's a difference between the
okay,
inputs.
Okay, yeah, they're okay.
Which is
sorry. All right.
It's
well,
called stereo matrixing. You see,
we've been talking
stereo.
A long time, and I think this has been good to catch up with you guys. It's been a long time since
like,
I
you know
saw
what?
Y'all.
And you know, 1 year. You know, we need to meet in the same exact diner.
If you hate us,
a year
like,
from now,
like review
like
us,
that.
Write anything.
And
if you think we could do better, had to do like a harsh review. I'm down for those.
No, don't,
still.
Matt. All right, so, don't listen to Max. Audience,
okay.
Don't send us anything.
Yeah,
we won't be back.
We won't
be back.
Max, You have your own podcast
we
now.
We
need to plug your
thing.
And you can
need
address
you guys
your
help
audience.
With this, you know,
and I'm already helping you with
are,
it.
You are. I see it.
You're a half an episode in and you didn't even realize it. Yes, I'm already helping you with this.
So you hit play and you didn't say I'm hitting play now, Max.
yes, I did.
Did you say those words?
Terminating tapes.
Yes,
did
Max.
You say, did you have like the board that goes snap? Maybe that's what I need.
That's the
like,
point of your podcast is you don't know you're making it, Max. That's what it sounds
like
to me.
That's why we need, like, that's what makes it good.
Okay.
Because...
Max Lehman on assignment.
It's just dark days with you, man.
It is.
It's not Max Lehman on assignment.
Am I like the Anthony Bourdain of the wizard world?
No.
Is that what you're
nope.
saying?
Hmm. That's not what I'm saying.
Don't say that.
Don't ever compare yourself to him.
No.
How dare you?
Never.
Yeah, that man was a hero.
He was
trying
a hero,
to expose an underground pedophile
cheese smuggling ring.
The Hillary's got to
pizza
him
pizza swirl,
I mean,
twirly.
The
yeah,
Hillary's.
Okay. I might as well say that.
Twillery.
It's the Hillary's now.
God damn it. This is an alt-right podcast.
I know, I'm sorry. We tried really hard
Twillery
not to become
Hampton,
alt-right
you mean?
By doing this and...
She's the sickest pig in the world. So
Max,
we just need to
look, we're
get
trying
rid of
not
her.
To be an alt-right
podcast. I know.
You know what? You know what? Dark days with Max. Just,
that might be an alt-right
that
podcast.
That actually
I'm not
will.
Saying, I'm not speaking
no,
for
I
that.
Don't, I'm not going to speak to it. I'm just saying, you know, if it finds
an
audience.
An audience is an audience.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Once
there's
people
no
start
way back. I mean,
Patreoning and
once
buying
you
your
make
mugs.
Tunnel, you, yeah. can't, you can't get rid of Tunnel, you know?
That's, yeah. Well, once
can.
Money comes to you, you can't stop
well,
doing
well, if you're
the
founder's cult,
the
apparently you can do whatever you want in a
this
southern
isn't, Max, this is
public
perfect.
School.
Why are you throwing pot on the floor here, Max?
All right, guys. Thanks a lot for listening. Thanks, everybody who's supported throughout the years. Left comments, good or bad. I still say thank you. And yeah, take care. Look out for Max's new podcast, Dark Days. You know it's on the horizon.
We're gonna get you like a two-parter by.
Are you
like,
telling yourself
well,
this?
Well before Christmas.
Nice. That's
like
great.
In the middle of December. Man.
Wow,
okay,
that's
okay.
awesome.
Yeah, mid-December.
I can't
let's
wait to
that.
Hear it.
Yeah.
Let's make that happen.
I'm yeah, gonna... I have a band with a new album out. Noctilium.
Tape just dropped.
Tape just dropped. Noctilium. We split a tape with Pessimista from Brazil, and it's just brutal black metal. I don't know. That's all. I'm doing right now.
And if you would like to get any more of the smooth vocal stylings of podcasting and live streaming from me, I will be somewhat regularly streaming with For No Good Reason on his channel, either
on
For
YouTube.
No, on YouTube, either on For No Good Reason or Fan and Frenzy, and that's my usual haunt these days. So, not on every one of those, but if you miss me, that's somewhere you can find me.
Yeah,
I look forward to
finding you.
To looking.
But it's pony stuff, so probably you're not. Gonna